This was certainly one of the individuals that I wanted to talk to right when I got back. He is the head football coach at the University of North Carolina, a two-time National Coach of the Year, led Texas to a national championship, led two different programs to top five finishes, a member of the College Football Hall of Fame. North Carolina is going to open up against Florida A&M on August 27th, so it's right around the corner. We are joined by North Carolina head coach Mack Brown. Mack, great to have you on, as always. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. How are you? I've been jealous of you all summer, seeing you on that lake up in Wisconsin.
My man, I appreciate that.
I saw the Twitter, and that looks absolutely gorgeous.
Mack, that is very nice of you to say. I appreciate that very much. I appreciate you seeing that. It was fun. It's a lot of fun. You know, Mack, as we get older, we have a greater appreciation and a greater perspective, so I do appreciate those things so much more. In fact, looking at you from afar, Mack, it's the middle of August, and a week from this Saturday, you are going to kick off the season. You've been through so many fall camps in your career. It seems to me, though, you still are as fired up as ever before. What is the mood like around the team at this point of the year?
Jim, I think I'm more fired up because you realize as you get older what your purpose is. And my purpose is to be a mentor for young coaches, try to help college football and mentor these young men. And it sounds like kind of corny, but after I got away from it, I realized that's what I really missed. So we have two great years for us that were unexpected. We exceeded expectations. We didn't do as well last year when we had the expectations, and we underachieved. So we've gone back to work, and it's been fun. We've got a very talented, inexperienced team because we've recruited really well for the last 2 years. So we've said our kids are great. We've got talent. They're doing well in school. They're acting right. Now it's time to win games, and that's all we've got left. And that's a load, that's a burden on coaches because we've lost 14 games in 3 years by 7 points or less, and that's coaching. So that's on us. So I am so fired up and so challenged about our coaches getting this young bunch where they need to be, and that's a fun thing for guys to do. We're good enough. So now we've recruited well enough, it's time to produce.
We're talking to Mack Brown. I was going to say, Mack, it's really interesting because you mentioned the expectations, and then notice what you did not say. You didn't say these are young players and they have to learn to deal with these expectations. You said it's on the coaching staff. Very clearly, you're holding yourself and your staff responsible, you know, to a certain extent or a large extent. Why is that level of ownership so important?
Well, Jim, at Texas, we won all the close games. I think maybe we won 17 and lost 3 within 3 points in the fourth quarter. It was phenomenal, and that's just who we were. And we haven't been able to do that here, and we haven't won on the road. And those are things that coaches do. So to me, since these guys try, last year's team was a little inconsistent. This bunch this spring, they've given us 100% every day. We've had great scrimmages. They're competing. They're fighting. So it's on us, and coaches don't like to say that. I'm old enough to say it because it's facts. It's on us to get them where they need to go. So we got to get from where we are to where we need to go. There are question marks. That's what coaches are for. We've got to teach them. We've got to be simple enough that we do things that better. We do things great that other people are doing good because you don't want to do so much. You're good at it. You need to be great at it. And that's what we're working for. We brought in Gene Chizik and Charlton Warren, two guys who have been successful everywhere, but also here. They've given us a shot in the arm. It's an exciting time for them. We got to stop the run on defense. When you do that, you get second long, third and longs. You can affect quarterbacks and force turnovers. We haven't been able to do those things over the last 3 years consistently. And to win, you've got to stop the run on the road, and you've got to run the ball on the road and win the kicking game, and that's what we're working toward.
We are talking to Mack Brown. Mack, you mentioned Gene Chizik, and you talked about where you are in your life and the perspective you have right now. You and Gene are reunited once again. He had been away from the game now for a couple of years, being a dad. He said that getting to work with you again has been the perfect opportunity. What's it been like for you to work with him once again?
Jim, I was talking to our athletics director, Bubba Cunningham, the other day, and he said, I had so much energy after coming out of TV for 5 years, and Gene's the same. And you get a different perspective. You have a lot better perspective of the media and your job. and that you're not paranoid that every media guy is trying to get you fired. There's a job to do, and that takes a lot of pressure off coaches. And then you have a different perspective because you watch the way people did things. You get in your box as a coach, and you don't get out of your little box, and you keep doing the things that are successful, and then some people can go by you because they've got new ideas. So when I sat out for 5 years and Gene sat out for 5 years, we looked at every innovation that might help us when we got back into coaching, and it's really been healthy to do that. Coaches don't have a sabbatical, and you get tired. And if you stay 30 years like I did, and now going on year 34, you need a break. And Gene got that break, I got that break, and it's really helped both of us re-energize.
It's one of my favorite answers ever, Mac. That makes so much sense to me, what you just said. I mean, everything about that answer makes so much sense to me. The part about how you get into a box and you get used to doing a certain thing a certain way, and then people can blow right by you when they get new ideas, and you never get a sabbatical, so you never get that perspective, and you never get to re-energize. I think it's such a fascinating response. Also, one of the topics, Mac, that always comes up with college coaches now, of course, is the transfer portal. You've brought in a few guys over the years, but you've also said that you're never going to be a big transfer place because it is tough to get guys into the program. Knowing that, how are you approaching the portal?
Jim, roster management is tougher than ever before because some kids go to the NFL, some kids transfer, some kids flunk out, some kids get in trouble. So coaches across the country now are trying to figure out, how many can I sign next year? What we have done is taken the approach, like all of us do in our families, we're just being really honest with each other. So we sit every player down and say, okay, are you leaving if you get drafted? First three rounds, seventh round, what are you just leaving if you're going to get drafted? You're going to graduate. Are you going to transfer if you're not playing here? You're a second teamer. I don't see you starting. I see you getting more playing time, but are you going to leave? And try to get a perspective now on who's going to be here at the end of the year. And we talked yesterday. We've got to start, all of us have to start playing more players. Because if a guy's playing, he's going to stay. We're only going to lose guys that are second teamers that don't want to stay. But we're thin at linebacker because we had a linebacker last year that was starting. He didn't get to play as much after another guy took his place. We should have played him more. We should have worked it out, because when you lose your second teamer, then you're thin the next year. And you can't catch up at a place like this as quickly with transfers. A lot of guys can't get in school. You have to transfer the hours into each of the colleges, and I think you have to have 70 hours transfer. So if you're in your junior, senior year, that's not going to happen. It's hard to get in graduate school here. So it's hard to take graduate transfers, and I really feel like I would rather build our team off of guys that we recruited, that chose to come here, and that want to be a part of this. And if you're doing what you're supposed to do and they stay and grow and we play enough players, then you don't have to go fill a need. We did get three graduate transfers this year. We'll have a starting center. We'll probably have a starting right tackle. The center was from Miami. The grad transfer from Harvard is at right tackle. And the grad transfer from Virginia is at the outside linebacker. I do have a little problem, Jim, with a guy from Harvard. He has a mechanical engineering degree with a minor in astrophysicist. And I don't talk to him. He and I can't have conversations outside of football because he's way too smart for me.
Because he's a rocket scientist, literally. Mac Brown joining us. Mac, I want to ask you, I'm kind of curious, like, we talk perspective, and because I do a podcast on reinvention, I'm really curious about your process. Like, for instance, when you're a two-time National Coach of the Year, when you're already in the Hall of Fame, when you've led two different programs to top five finishes, I understand that you still have work to do. I understand that you're still motivated, but here's my question. On the way up, you very clearly, I think like a lot of us on the way up, have a chip on our shoulder, and this fire, this rocket fuel. Where you are in your life right now, do you try to go back and recapture that, or do you rely on this newfound perspective, or a perspective that's developed the last few years, to kind of offset that? Like, what is your mindset right now in terms of competing and doing the work and the grind and the fire?
Jim, I want to be the innovator. You have to navigate these new waters. We got NIL. We've got transfer portal. We've got the possibility of realignment again. And I went through it at Texas, and now here we are all hearing it and looking at it again. And you've got two perspectives. You can either gripe about it or you can navigate it and fix it. And it's just like COVID. The ones that handle COVID the best had the most success. And instead of sitting around and saying how bad COVID is, because we can't help that. We can't fix it. We're not doctors. What we have to do is figure out for our program, for our team, for our staff, what is the best way to handle COVID moving forward. And we're approaching the same way with the transfer portal. We've told the guys it takes 5 minutes to get in the portal. I don't want you unhappy. So I'd like for you to stay and get a North Carolina degree, but if you want to leave, come to me. We'll get you in the portal in 5 minutes and help you go somewhere because we want you happy. It's your life. You only have one. Same thing with NIL. It's about your ball. It's not about your brand. You play good. There's some people that are probably wanting to go through the collective and have your name involved with their program, with their business. But you got to stay out of trouble, and you got to play good, or these people aren't going to want you representing their companies. So we've just tried to be as honest as we can, but we also want to give a fresh, innovative perspective to our staff and our team and even our fans so we can stay ahead of the game. The other thing, Jim, that you've been doing this so long, and it sounds corny again, but I want what's best for college football. I think the most important thing in college football are the players. The second most important thing are the fans. Because we have no game unless the fans pay to come and see us play. So we can't lose our fans if we just have two conferences, or we can't lose our fans if we just keep talking about NIL, because then you're talking about being a professional team instead of amateurism that we've talked about for years. So we've got to really look at what's best for this game and therefore the kids and the fans, and we've got to have some hard conversations with smart people in a short period of time here to get back on track.
Have to have the hard conversation always. Max, one last thought and a quick follow. You mentioned realignment. You mentioned we can't really have just two conferences. Are you concerned about seeing two mega conferences and what that might mean for the future of the sport overall?
Jim, I am, because then you go to 16-team playoff and you're the NFL. And again, that and North Carolina will be fine. We're a national brand. We'll be taken care of. But when I was president of the AFCA, I always thought to the 17 board members, let's don't vote for what's best for our school. Let's vote for what's best for college football. And that's a hard perspective. To me, it's not good for some of the great programs, whether it's the West Coast or the ACC. If a conference went away, some of the schools are going to drop down. They're not going to play at the same level. Their fan base won't be as excited about watching them play. And then that's going to drop down to a group of five and to FCS and Division twos and threes. And I think we're really going to hurt football across the board if we just take care of 50 teams and drop everybody else. And I don't want to see that. I want to see football strong across the country. And I want to see the rivals between Washington and Washington State and Texas and OU. I don't want to see those things go away. And with realignment, before, we lost some of those great games with Oklahoma and Nebraska and some of those type games. I don't want to see that happen. We've all been raised on great competitive weekends with championships and rivals and homecoming and just – coming back to your school and being involved with tailgating all day and the bands and the cheerleaders. And we lost some of that with COVID. We've gotten it back now. I don't want to lose it because we've got a USC playing an Indiana, and that's not the same as a USC playing a Stanford.
I understand why it's happening, but to what you just said, Mac, it is pretty tough to get your head around a USC playing in Indiana. It still feels a little strange and a little weird. I know why it's happening, but it just does not feel right. You've got North Carolina opening up against Florida A&M. That's August 27th, as I mentioned. It's right around the corner. He is the head football coach at the University of North Carolina. I ran down the credentials and the resumes. I want to reiterate that he is a very good friend of this program. Mac, it is great to have you on. I always appreciate the insight and the conversation. I'm always better for it, and great to have you back. Mac, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jim. Anytime you want me on, you've got me, and let's have a great football season.
You've always said that, Mac, and I know you mean it, and you've always been there. Let's have a great football season, and it can't start a second too soon. Mac Brown joining us. Mac is a longtime friend of the program. So what do I mean by that? Like, I don't want to be friends with the people I talk about. It's business. It's professional. I can't be biased in any way. Let's just say Mac has always granted great access.